Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Justin Sylvester with today's top stories. Jennifer Lawrence is opening up about the struggles of fame. During an appearance at the London Film Festival, Variety reports that she said, quote, "Between The Hunger Games and winning the Oscar, I became such a commodity that I felt like every decision was a big group decision. There was just a loss of control." And E! News hit the red carpet for the Children's Hospital of LA Gala. JT and Jessica Biel showed up looking like couples goals, and Jimmy Kimmel gave us an update on how his son Billy is doing.
He's doing great. He's a very funny kid. He loves Spider-Man and jumping on my head and doing all the things we tell him not to do. And that's thanks to Children's Hospital because they fixed his heart.
For more of the latest celebrity headlines, go to E! Online. But right now, it's time for the very best of Nightly Pop and their guide to friendship.
Pop's Guide to Friendship. Nina and Morgan say I'm too clingy, whatever that means, besties. Anyway, my new besties, Monique and Francesca, are here. Anyway, we're going to learn about some best friends right now. First up, let's take it back to 2017. Sometimes the best bonding experience is a night you barely remember. Ooh. All right, Jennifer Lawrence guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live and talked to Kim Kardashian about a drunken night with Kris Jenner.
Jennifer came over for dinner, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I've never seen my mom more drunk in our lives. It was so funny. I've never seen
her. Yeah.
Don't
even remember. And I remember getting naked in your mom's closet and ordering you to dress me. Did you call Kanye to come up in the closet? Did you want him to style me?
No, you said, but I'm not joking, I really want Kanye to style me. And so I said, okay, and then I come back in and you're fully butt naked. Like, I'm gonna intercom downstairs and tell him to not come upstairs.
That's a pretty good drunk story. What's your best drunk story with your BFFs?
Oh, gosh. I had to go through my drunken Rolodex files because I have many stories. But my favorite one was Miami. If you've been to Miami in your 20s, you've had a call a cab from Wet Willie's. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of them. And me and my girlfriends, it was late at night. We were like, let's go skinny dipping. So we go out, we get in the water, we go skinny dipping, and all of our clothes got washed to shore. It was five of us, and there were only three towels. So imagine five naked women, 3:30 a.m., walking in to the Fontainebleau Hotel. Wow. With just, like, we had to huddle together and be inside of three towels.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. It was fun, and I would do it again.
Yes.
Even now.
That was the best night.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter.
Well, I'm not a big drinker, but the one thing that happened that I always remember is I was drinking. Me and my buddy got very drunk. He was much drunker than me, and we're at a bar, and we almost got killed because he was so drunk that he was ordering drinks for people, and there's a couple women sitting kitty corner at the bar to us, and he goes, "I'm going to get another shot, and then whatever these bitches want, it's on me."
No.
And they did not want to be called bitches.
No.
And I had to be like, he was talking about me. I am said bitch.
They could have gone off on y'all.
That
they
been...
did.
Anyway, we all know Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper have been friends for years, but you might not know the interesting way they met. They went on The Tonight Show to discuss.
We were actually set up on a blind date. You know when straight people know two gay guys, they're like, oh, you guys should meet. I knew within 45 seconds I was never going on a date with Andy Cohen.
Why? You just...
Well, I imagined him on like a Bluetooth headset with like gesticulating. He was all excited. And I don't know. And he violated my cardinal rule, which is he asked me about my mom within the first minute of talking to me.
I wanted to date the Vanderbilt boy. I was excited.
They are a cute friendship for sure, but I couldn't see them together either. So
yeah, I agree with that because they're such a great dynamic duo. But I think if they dated, it would have ruined the entire friendship.
Yeah, it usually does.
Yeah,
what
it
happens to
does.
Opposites attract? Like Andy's this chaotic, jerculating, or whatever word. Anderson used to describe him. And Anderson's like this stoic, very serious guy. I feel like they would have, you know, they would match.
Yeah,
yin and yang.
I do think it's funny, though, that, like, in the straight community, you don't often go on a date that doesn't work and then become best friends with that person. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
We're like, we're never going to see each other again, right? And then they go, yeah, but no way. You know?
No.
That's just how it happens. Have you ever been set up with somebody and then you were friends with them afterwards?
The weirdest thing. No.
Yeah. Anyway, have you ever wondered what the key to a lifelong friendship is? I have. Well, according to Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore, it's spooning.
Aww.
Yep, on the Drew Barrymore show, she confessed that Cameron, a.k.a. Poo Poo, horrible nickname, is the only snuggle buddy in her life.
I don't like co-sleeping with anyone. It's a thing. I don't know why, but it's just my thing. If it's like a lover, then obviously that's different. But no friends. No, I will sleep in a bathtub. I've slept on a pool table. Like, you name it. But this one.
You spoon with poo-poo?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Calling her poo-poo is one thing.
Poo-poo?
But saying you spoon with poo-poo is just even
that's
worse.
Questionable.
Yeah. Is this weird? Do you ever snuggle with your friends?
No, I'll be honest. No, I don't know if it's a cultural thing or whatever. Me and my girlfriends do not get down. And again, I get it. It's not a romantic situation at all. But I don't snuggle with my mother. I never snuggled with my sister. We just don't do that. If I'm snuggling with you, I need to be boning you. And that's the only, I reserve snuggles for that and that only.
Yeah, it does feel weird.
Yeah, you need to have a penis in order for me to snuggle with you in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost the opposite. If you have a penis, I don't want to snuggle with you in the bed. yeah, I do feel like that's weird. I can't think of a single friend. I do have a couple, like, female friends who are really close friends who we've just never hooked up. And I don't think we ever will because I do value the friendship.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
I wonder if we could snuggle together. I'll bring it up.
We'll see
what happens. And even the most famous buddies on Earth always tell the truth. We dug way back into Oprah and Gail's famous friendship to find one of their throwback truth bomb moments.
Yesterday, because we were live for the first time, I didn't put on my outfit to 10 of 9. And I only had one bra upstairs. And that was the Wonder Bra. So it was the first time I ever had a Wonder Bra on. Was not the time to try it live, let me tell you. Cleavage for days. All right, so yesterday afternoon, I'm in a meeting in my office. The secretary comes in and she says, Gail's on the phone. It's an emergency. Okay, so the call comes through. I say, Gail, what's the matter? She says, Oprah, I got a black eye. I said, oh my God, what happened? She said, I passed the monitor in the newsroom and one of your breasts hit me in the eye.
That is the best way ever to call out your friend for their fashion mistakes.
That's the beauty of friendship. You need to be able to say, girl, now you know you should have worn them shoes.
Oh. Or,
you know, your hair was looking a little... Crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to be able to say that.
Crusty's kind of mean.
Crusty's mean, but that's you got to be able to be honest.
Okay.
I had this thing back in the day where I always liked to be a size small or a medium or whatever, and I would always buy said small or, you know, medium. And I had this one girl, and she was like, girl, listen, you look like a busted can of biscuits. She was like, you look like a busted can of biscuits in this outfit. And if you've seen one of those croissant cans of biscuits,
yes.
When you pop
yes.
them open and it's like...
Yeah. It's like all the dough just goes everywhere. I did look like a busted can of biscuits.
I change if my mom or my brother tells me to change, for sure.
Yeah.
If my dad tells me to change, I give it no credit whatsoever. Yeah. My dad wears Uggs and bathing suits at the same time. Anyway, we have to take a break, but coming up, The Housewives Guide to Friendship, with mostly advice that you should just never follow ever. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the best of Nightly Pop. Now, you can always count on reality TV to create the best of friends or the worst of enemies. But either way, it makes for some great TV moments like these.
Kim, tell us who Big Papa is. What can you tell us? Is he still around?
You know, I mean, it's on again, off again. I gotta be honest with you that this show definitely has had an impact on our relationship. Everyone wants to know why I kept him a secret. Number one, he is going through a divorce. He is legally married, which is what everybody wants to know.
Close your legs to married men. Close your legs to married men.
Excuse
you heard me? Close your legs to married men.
Wow, Nene. Is he legally married? You are absolutely right.
You heard it.
Grow up, Nene.
Grow up!
This isn't about you. We're talking about Big Papa.
Girl, I can say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say.
You're right, but not at my expense.
I would say it to your face.
Not at my expense.
You can't sing and you're hearing it from me.
You know?
And then after she got up, y'all remember this is iconic. She got up and was like, "Girl, I will." And then the other girl's like pulling her back. She's, "I will fight you." And it was crazy. If a friend talks to you like that, that's not a friend, and that was never a friend to begin with.
Yeah,
that's an underlining jealous foundation. And if you say you can't sing, and you know we're on national TV, and you light me up like that, I'm sorry, but they ain't friends, child. They ain't friends.
I think, and obviously she was wrong. Look at all the hit records Kim Sulciak's had.
Right. No. Party for the Party has gone platinum, so don't play Kim.
Has it?
It's, yeah. Oh, yes.
Don't be tardy for the party. Don't be tardy for the party.
All over Spotify. She's performed it at the Grammys, I think.
But I think this is what makes Nene Leakes, Nene Leakes. I think she originally was a friend, she showed her dirty, and then she went in on her. Now, I do believe that when your friendship ends, you don't divulge people's personal business. Mm. I don't care how bad it was. There's certain lines that shouldn't be crossed. But I still love my girl, Nene.
Love Nene.
Yeah, you're defending Nene really hard
right
now.
That's my girl.
I like Nene now as well. Even though it looks nothing like Nene and Kim looks nothing like Kim. And these are different human beings entirely.
Look at that.
Anyway, it turns out there's only room for one queen of cabaret, and Countess Luann won't go down without a fight. She kicked Sonia to the curb after refusing to pay her more than $225 for her performance.
Sonia and I are doing a show together.
Oh, that's so nice. Are you gonna pay her? Are you gonna pay her for the first
time? No, she never pays me. Shut the duck up. I have major Broadway talent. My show's the best comedians, the best singers. I am not going to pay Sonia Morgan more to take off her dress to be in my cabaret show.
You gave me $225. That doesn't even cover my hair and makeup.
You have made me feel that you don't appreciate it. And guess what? I don't want you in the show.
She doesn't need me.
You're done. Don't want you in my show, you bitch.
You bitch. Appreciate Sonia. First of all those women are always sleeping with Sonia's men. Mm-hmm. She had Harry first, she had Tom first. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she had Dick too. But at the end of the day, they don't put respect on Sonia's name. Mm-hmm. She was a Morgan at one point. She did marry the bank. Give her a few more coins than $225 for your cabaret, and she's taking off her clothes. She should at least get $1,000.
I do little things for free for friends all the time, like when it comes to hosting, and I hold it over their f-ing head, you know? Anyway, then there's this classic moment. JWoww and Snooki took their loyalty to the next level when they wrote an anonymous note to Sammy telling her Ron cheated. But it turns out, honesty may not always be the best policy.
The first night at bed, when you left crying, Ron made out with two girls and put his head in between a cocktail waitress's breasts.
Boing. Bang.
No, 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 no. You tell.
For someone that begged, to like all the girls in the house, if you know something, tell me.
It's like put firecrackers in a dumpster.
Up on your face right now.
One match. And
stop. Stop.
No. I forgot how good this show was. That is great. If you knew someone was cheating on me,
right.
If you saw my girlfriend, you know, make out with another guy, mm-hmm. We've worked together a dozen times or so. Would you tell me?
We need to work together a few more times first, honey. we need another few more shows, honey.
Right, like I'm buying the ring and you're like, ooh, we're one show away. I just got to get that last show before I break the news. I would tell you, by the way, I would tell both of you, if you guys came with a guy and then I saw that guy making out with Nina after the show,
yeah.
Myself, anybody, making out with anybody, I would go up to you guys and I'd say, hey, I got bad news.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
So it was 3 weeks ago, and I
was a very recent story.
3 weeks ago, and we were at the Highlight Room in Los Angeles, and I was with one of my girlfriends and this guy, right? And this guy was her friend, but he came over. He gives me this hug. Anyway, we had this interaction where it looked like me and the guy were really friendly. I go to the bathroom. I come out. There's like a bouncer. He's just kind of near the bathrooms, but he's like really cool security type guy. He goes, hey, I didn't want to be that guy, but... You, that guy that you came in with, he's making out with your friend. I thought that was the kindest thing.
I do like that.
He was like, he's making out with your friend. Just wanted to let you know when you went to the bathroom, they were making out behind your back. And I said, thank you so much, that bitch. And then I walked over. And I was like, oh, Felicia, he thinks he's my man, you know. And
that's
I told
cute.
Security. But yeah, like yeah. Security told me. I thought that was so sweet.
You want to hear a less wholesome version of that story?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at Jumbo's Clown Room, which is where all good stories start. And I was on a date with someone. She introduced me to her friend. Her friend was very provocative.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, we're going to use the restroom. And they go to walk away. But then the other girl turns around. And this is like my third date with the girl.
Mm.
And her friend turns around and goes, make out with me. And I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, kiss me. And then I said, no, I'm on a date with your friend. And then she goes in to kiss me in the middle of this bar, Jumbo's Clown Room, and kisses me. And I don't make a face. Mm-hmm. Like that. Oh. And then she goes, are you gay? And I was like, what? This is an unwinnable situation. I'm on a date with your friend. Stop doing that. She then licks me. I swear to God this is true.
Hunter.
I don't think she was sober. She licks me from right here all the way up to the corner of my eye. And I said, well, that's an infection. And my girl comes back. She goes, I heard what happened. And I go, what do you mean you heard what happened? She goes, you kissed her. And I go, no. She goes, I'm with you. I told her to do that.
I was like, this was a setup.
That, oh
you passed
God.
The test.
I barely passed
Good
the test.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Yeah. Hey! Who knew that that story would paint me in a good light? Anyway, coming up, friends behaving really badly. Messy Besties is next. Unfortunately, not all friendships have a happy ending. Occasionally, that ship hits rough waters. So it's time for Messy Besties. Okay, first up, a woman asked for advice after her friend Stacy had been staying at her house. She had to go out of town, and she didn't want Stacy staying alone with her husband because of her history with sleeping with married men.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let your friend stay, knowing that they may be a husband f***?
You got me up. Stacy wouldn't even have been hanging out at my house and staying at my house for a month. I think her home was like getting renovated, right? There's no way that I would even allow that into my home, knowing that she has been a mistress for countless people. And she said she gets a thrill out of it, and she still seeks that thrill at her big age. So with that being said, nope, I would never even allow her in my house. Mm. She got to get the hell on.
Mm-mm. I'm not hanging out with known side pieces, and I'm certainly not going to let a side piece stay anywhere near my man. It has nothing to do about me being insecure or me not trusting mm-hmm. my man. It's about the fact you have showed me your cards,
mm-hmm.
and why in the hell would I chance it because of you and your actions?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I should kick my brother out of the house. Anyway, I've got to admit, it's hard being friends with such pretty people. But this bridesmaid revealed that she was kicked out of a wedding because the bride thought she looked too good in the dress she chose for her. Would you uninvite a bridesmaid for the way they look? Are you kidding me?
She looks amazing. That's a great dress.
That's the most beautiful one I've ever seen. Yeah, I'd have kicked her out for sure.
No.
I'd have kicked her. If it was my wedding and that woman came and was upstaging my wife, I'd have kicked her out immediately. I'd have gone with her. I'd have said, let's go. You're my new wife.
Oh. Wait, was this the woman that was talking about staying at a man's house? That's the same person?
No. Yeah.
Right. Hello. No, but that dress for her pictures for her wedding, that would have... Oh, she's fabulous. I would want pretty bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. When I got married, all my bridesmaids looked good, and I loved it because it made the pictures look good. I mean, the marriage didn't last, but the pictures certainly look good.
Can we just say, though, that the bride actually picked out that dress for her? Okay, can we emphasize that? And I honestly did some digging last night, and I think that this entire thing's a scam. I think that she is a German model who went from 140,000 followers to 263,000 followers now on Instagram.
That is disgusting.
Something in the milk ain't clean.
That is so gross of that woman to do. Did you see if she was in a relationship?
You would slide into some DMs, Hunter?
She's single and speaks German and English.
Well, danke. I don't know what that means
German,
either. Anyway, a woman says her friend always accepts rounds of drinks bought for her, but never buys any herself. It's gotten so obvious that now her friends will buy rounds that don't include her, so she's left without a drink. Is that petty, or do you keep track of when friends don't pay for something a lot?
I don't want to be the first one to say I'm petty, but I will take notice when my friends are not doing the back and forth with me. It's supposed to be this gentle dance, and you have to be courteous enough to say, all right, I got one round, you got the next round. Oh, how much was the bill? Let me split it with you. That's just kind of how you go into the situation.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm petty and proud. I probably wouldn't even be inviting her out anymore, to be honest. Yeah. So super petty on my part. No judgment.
Yeah, it's funny, though, when you are out with that person who just buys drinks for everybody and doesn't care that it's not reciprocated, every time I'm like, that's a good guy. That's a really nice guy. I am not that guy. But like, if I'm out with a group of people and we're all buying rounds and this person is just not doing anything, you just don't invite them next time.
Exactly.
But I would not exclude them. That feels weird. Like, I would just say, you're not coming out with us next time.
Isn't that excluding?
Okay, that's it for tonight's Best of Nightly Pop, but we're still your friends, and we'll have more of the show's funniest moments tomorrow night with our guide to revenge. We're serving it hot, honey.